Amen? Just before we start, brother, I heard you say, now, Brother Anderson, you know him?
Yeah, he was on my ordination.
Oh, is that right? All right. Now, whereabouts? Tell us the story. Well, all right. Hey. Looks like you're still on the battleground, brother. That's good.
Pray for me. We're going to Columbia last week in October.
Wow. Okay, we sure will. Amen. Brother, I promise you, he'd be glad to see you. Amen? Just for a little while this morning, I tell you, God's good. We got about 20 people on vacation. We still got pretty much a full house. Amen. We appreciate you. You're our honored guest. Amen. Thank God for being so good. Appreciate Brother Randy and Brother Jared filling in. I tell you, did a great job. I tell you what, God's good. I tell you, we're still going to serve God. Don't matter what happens, this church is still going to preach. It's going to teach. It's going to sing the songs of Zion. I tell you what, listen, God's on the throne. Amen. Isn't he good? Joe did a great job on Sunday school today. Just for a little while, if you got your Bibles, Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. It says, if ye thee be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, Amen. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil constituents, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the same which you have also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now you are also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave, ye also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is of the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalm, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Brother Eddie, why don't you start us off?
Our Father, once again, we will come into your holy presence and that blessed and holy name, saying thank you for your goodness.
Yes. Just for a little while this morning, I want to preach on, what are you seeking this morning? Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, God will challenge you if you'll just let him this morning, and your ears be opened, amen, and you be receptive to the word. If ye then be risen with Christ, I'm going to tell you I'd like to praise God for that risen Savior first thing this morning, amen. I tell you what, the world's got it going on, or they think they do, amen. But I'll tell you what, there's a risen Savior, I'll tell you, that's watching down, and I thank God for that. Do you realize this morning, if it wasn't for him rising on that third day, we would have no hope, amen. But I'll tell you what, he did rise, amen. Death could not hold him. The grave could not hold him, amen. And I thank God of that. I'll tell you, there's benefits to that risen Savior. If you then be risen with Christ, I'm going to tell you what, are you saved this morning? I'll tell you, you do not have to walk out of these doors this morning if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior this morning. I'm going to tell you what, the world thinks, everybody in today's world thinks that they're going to heaven, but I'll tell you, the only ones that'll make heaven and miss hell are the blood-bought, amen. Are you his this morning? Do you know the time and the place that he brought you, amen, as a sinner and put you into his grace, amen? Seek those things which are from above. I'm going to tell you what, there's a choice to be made this morning. Each and every one of us, saved or lost, if you're lost, the choice is yours to come to Christ. If you're saved, you ought to be seeking those things which are above. I'll tell you what, the world's got a hold on you today if you're just only thinking about worldly things. It says, seek those things which are from above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. It says, set your affection on things above. Where's your affection at this morning? I'm going to tell you what, if each and every one of us would be honest with ourselves, just put it yesterday, what did you set your mind on yesterday? Was it more of the world, amen, or was it seeking those things that are above? God tells us, from lay not your treasures upon this earth where there'll be no good, amen. One of these days, whatever we have here on earth is going to burn, amen. It's only those things that are set up in heaven, amen, that'll make that difference. It tells us, seek those things. And it tells you about your affection on the things above, not on the things of this earth. That'll show you where you're at this morning. I'll tell you what, and let me tell you, you can be saved and still get on the wrong path. And all we want to do is have more of the things that the world has to offer that'll burn up one of these times. But it's what we do here on earth in God's name, for him, by him, that'll matter, amen. Set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth, for you are dead. I'll tell you what, most of us think we're alive, but we ought to be dead in Christ. I'll tell you what, if you're dead in Christ like you ought to be, this world will not look the same. The affections that we have won't look just as good, amen, if we keep our mind on him this morning. And your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, and he's going to appear one of these days, amen. He's coming back for the blood bought, amen. Coming back for the church. Then shall you also appear with him in glory. Now verse 5 says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. I'm going to tell you and remind you today, you do not have to work for your salvation, but I'm going to tell you what, you do have to work on mortifying that flesh, amen. We ought to be putting to death some things that we keep alive in our daily life, amen. It's time to make a choice and put them away for the cause of Christ. It says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. I'm going to tell you what, there ought to be a day and a time in your life, yes, you walked in them. If you're saved by the grace of God and you're walking in some of the things, you are out of step with God, amen. And I'll tell you what, I may not call you out on the mat, but God knows what you're doing, amen. He knows what we're thinking. Every text message, He knows what's going on. Every phone call, He knows what's going on. The wickedness even in our mind, He knows what you're thinking. He knows. Tell you what, God said, put away all those things in the which you walked in some time, but you lived in them. I'm going to tell you what, that shows me a time that, look, we ought to see a difference. And I'll tell you what, there was a time in my life that I was doing some of those things. It may have caused me just a little pleasure here on earth, but as I look back, I realize that's the ways of death. It will not get any honor for God. It'll take you down the road way further than you need to be going, amen. I'll tell you what, we walked in them. We lived in them. But now you also put off all these things. You're a Christian today and you're full of anger. You're full of wrath. You're full of malice. Blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. I tell you what, that one little dirty joke that come out of your mouth did God no good. That one little filthy communication, amen, didn't God no good. Boy, we ought to be, we ought to do better than that, amen, as Christians. We once lived in that stuff. Now we ought to be out of it, amen. That's a time and a place and a choice that we make each and every day, each and every hour, each and every minute, each and every second. We make those choices, amen, and it does matter. It does matter. It says, lie not one to another. You know the devil's a father of all lies. We got a house full and a world full of people that all they do is lie. They'll tell you a lie when the truth would be way better said, amen. It's just something about it. I know Brother Anderson preached on liar, liar, pants on fire, amen. That's a good one. It's a barn burner. Says that you put off the old man with his deeds. It's time to put off the old man. God's put us to the new man, and it had put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Wherefore there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. I'm going to tell you what, it's Christ and Christ alone. You're saved, it don't matter red, yellow, black, or white. I'm going to tell you what, you come to him as a free-handed beggar. It's all leveled at Calvary, amen, and I thank God for that. Doesn't matter how much money you got. Doesn't matter how big your bank account is, how many acres of land you got. It's all matters with Christ. It'll start with him and it'll end with him, amen. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness. We ought to be the kindest people in the world, amen. I'm going to tell you what, when visitors come in as a church, they ought to be welcomed. They ought to know that, look, they can come in and sit down and worship God in spirit and in truth, amen. And we thank them for that. Feel free, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Boy, I tell you what, Baptists just don't like that, amen. We're the world's worst about harboring grudges, amen. Well, I'll tell you what, let me get on the women just for a little bit. World's worst. Well, that sister in 1976, on a Wednesday at 10:15 a.m., she offended me. Well, sister, I'm going to tell you what, since 1973, you've been holding a grudge, amen. And don't tell me how godly you are when you can hold a grudge and not forgive. And it does happen, and it, as far as I know, we're all in unity now. But let me show you something that I've read the Bible for years and just didn't see this. Turn your Bibles just for a second to Acts 15. We'll start with 35. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with him John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought it not good to take him with him, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed into Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Sicilia and confirming the churches. The contention was so great. We talking about two godly men in the trenches, amen. And the contention was so great, they departed one from another. I'll tell you what, right now, Appleby Baptist, we are to be the most forgiving people here on earth. And you know why? The ultimate reason why? Because I'm going to tell you what. When we were dead in our trespasses and sins, God the Father forgave us. Amen. Isn't that something? We're quick to condemn, quick to hold judges. But I'll tell you what, we thank God, and you better thank God this morning that he forgave us. You see what I'm saying? He's warning us. We as Christians are to have some traits. And we ought to be putting off the old man. And the new man has these traits. Says, listen. Said, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is love. I'm going to tell you what, we are to be the most loving Christians here in East Texas. Amen. Because I'll tell you what, we that are saved know the difference between heaven and hell. And there's a multitude, not only in this county, but in my own family that are going straight to hell, brother. They think that they're going to heaven, but they show their whole life is totally false. They hate the church. They hate the Bible. And Lord knows they hate Bible preaching. Well, let me tell you something. You don't love and adore this word. You hate Bible preaching. You don't like the church of God. You will not see God's heaven unless you make it right. And it won't be on your terms either. It'll be on his terms. It says, charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Peace of God. When's the last time you've had perfect peace with God? Oh, it does matter. And it's not with you always. I'm going to tell you what, I know, like I told him in Sunday school, when I take a step away, I don't have that perfect peace with God, because he smites me and lets me realize you're not on the right track. Yeah. But to have that perfect peace with God, and it says, be ye thankful. We live in a world and a generation, especially children, that I tell you what, they're rotten to the core. Yes, sir. Everything is handed to them. Yes, sir. Spoiled rotten. Not thankful, amen. Shame on us as parents and grandparents. Shame on us as preachers of the gospel that we don't call that out, amen. Not only on our children, but ourselves too, amen. We ought to be thankful God's been so good to us. What about this testimony right here? Had a bad report. Went back, what, 2 or 3 months later? Not a trace. Not a trace. We're going to give glory to the doctors, amen. No, we're not. We're going to give it where it's needed. Glory's in Christ's hands, amen. Thankful that God's still in control, amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I tell you what, isn't it good to come down to the house of God and listen to that nice singing? But I tell you what, our daily lives can be singing to the Lord. Now, you wouldn't want to hear me sing. I would have to turn out barf bags if I got to sing to y'all, because you'd really want to throw up. But I'll tell you what, to God, He hears the song of the heart, amen? And I thank God for that. And this is what I'm going to leave you with today. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, in whatsoever you do in word or deed. Now, what else is there? It's either you're talking or you're walking, amen. What does He tell you to do? Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Boy, whatever we do. You know what, if we really thought, I mentioned this in Sunday school too, if every action of every day we thought about, is this going to magnify the Lord? If everything that proceeded out of my mouth was to the glory of God, if we really contemplated, if we really thought about our words and our deeds, which is our walk before we done them, I just imagine we'd be a changed people, amen? I just imagine that the things we do day in and day out would change. Now, what are you seeking this morning? We better be seeking the things that are above. Because this world that we live in, we're just pilgrims passing through. I promise you, go ahead, put down roots. Make your choice, because the only choice that's going to matter is Christ. Let's all stand. Brother, why don't you dismiss us?